very much blessed to be with you, brothers and sisters, today.
能够与弟兄姊妹一同嘅相聚，实在系好蒙福。
The breaking bread time, especially, was just a very precious time.
特别我哋能够一同擘饼，实在系一个好宝贵嘅时刻。
I'd like to read some scriptures starting in Matthew chapter 6.
愿意同弟兄姊妹读几处嘅经文。首先系读马太福音第六章。
This part in Matthew chapter 6 is part of the Lord's Prayer, when the Lord taught the disciples how to pray.
呢一处喺马太福音第六章，呢度系主嗰个祷告，就系当主教导门徒怎样祷告嘅时候。
So Matthew chapter 6 verse 12.
马太福音第六章第十二节。
And forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Okay, and right next to it, verse 14.
第十四节。
For if you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you yours. But if you do not forgive men their offenses, neither will your Father forgive you yours.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
We're going to read a couple of more verses similar to this.
我哋会再读几节。同頭先所讀相同嘅經文。
As we're reading these, especially notice the relationship between the forgiveness with God and the forgiveness with man.
當我哋讀嘅時候，我哋要留意饒恕係神嘅饒恕，同埋人與人之間嗰個饒恕。
The next one is in Mark chapter 11.
下一節嘅經文係馬可福音第十一章。
It's verses 24 and 25.
第24同埋25節。
Mark 11:24.
马可福音第十一章二十四节。
I'm sorry, start in 25, verse 25.
第二十五节。
And when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, that your Father also who is in the heavens may forgive you your offenses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in the heavens forgive you your offenses.
你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫他你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
So notice here the relationship with our forgiveness with God and our forgiveness with one another.
所以我哋特别留意呢度所讲到就系天父嗰个饶恕，同埋我哋人与人之间嗰个饶恕。
Then in Luke 11, verse 4.
路加福音第十一章第四节。
This is also the Lord's Prayer.
这个同样是主嗰嘅祈祷。
I know this is a lot of turning and reading, but I felt like it would be helpful just to slowly read these together.
我知道要揭好多圣经，但我觉得是有帮助嘅对大家。
Luke 11, verse 4.
路加福音第十一章第四节。
And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone indebted to us.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
Okay, and two more verses to read. One is in Ephesians chapter 4.
再读多两节经文。第一节是在以弗所书第四章。
You can probably tell what our topic is.
相信大家都估到我们今天所讲的题目是什么了。
This is Ephesians 4, verse 32. It's the last verse of the chapter.
以弗所书第四章第三十二节，那一章最后一节的圣经。
And be to one another kind, compassionate, forgiving one another, so as God also in Christ has forgiven you.
并且要恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Probably the most important phrase to remember today is this part here.
相信今日最重要大家要记得嘅嗰一句话就喺呢一次嘅经文里面。
Forgiving one another as God also in Christ has forgiven you.
就系彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Okay, and one more similar passage is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
喺哥罗西书第三章第十三节。另外一节同之前所读嘅相同嘅一次嘅经文。
Colossians 3:13.
哥羅西書第三章第十三節。
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any should have any complaint against any, even as the Christ has forgiven you, so also do you.
上若這人與那人有嫌隙，總要彼此包容，彼此饒恕。主怎樣饒恕了你們，你們也要怎樣饒恕人。
I'd like to pray one more time.
我們再低頭祈禱。
Oh Lord, we all come this morning as those that have received your forgiveness in abundance.
主，我們來到你的面前，是已經得到你的饒恕，得到你賜給你的豐盛。
Lord, we thank you for the precious time at your table, remembering what great things you've done for us.
主，實在感謝你，我們能夠在桌子面前，去溫習你向我們所作偉大的事情。
Lord, we thank you for the precious blood cleansing us from all of our sins.
主，實在感謝你，你的寶血，是洗淨我們一切的罪。
Lord, we pray as we're meditating on your word together and fellowshipping that you would embed it deeply in our hearts.
主，当我们去读你的话，去分享你的话的时候，求主，在我们与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。阿门。
Well, as we can see from these passages, there is a direct relationship when we have to forgive each other and our forgiveness with God.
我们刚才所读的经文，我们看到，我们若要去饶恕其他人，是同神饶恕我们是有直接的关系。
This is usually known, but we forget it when we are angry at someone.
这个大家通常都认识的，但是当我们要去饶恕其他人的时候，当我们是愤怒的时候，我们就忘记了。
There can be absolutely nothing wrong with you and the Lord, but if there's an unforgiveness, now there's something wrong.
可能你与主是没有是你主里面有平安的，但是当你发现你是不能够饶恕其他人的时候，你在心里面就有不安了。
Some people I've seen helped just by knowing that they must forgive in order to be right with God. They were able to forgive.
有些人是就是认识这个真理，就是若果他要是与神有一个良好的关系，他一定要去饶恕其他人。
But occasionally, forgiveness can be nearly impossible to do.
但是很多时候，实在饶恕其他人是不能够做的事情。
In Matthew 18, Peter asked the Lord, "Do I need to forgive seven times?"
在马太福音第十八章那里，彼得问耶稣，我是不是要饶恕我的弟兄七次呢？
And the Lord Jesus said, "You need to forgive 70 times seven."
但是主是回答他，你是要饶恕你的弟兄七十个七次。
He goes on to share a story of an experience with two bondservants and a king.
咁佢繼續就分享一個故事，一個比喻，關到一個王同埋兩個嘅仆人。
One of them owed the king 10,000 talents.
一個仆人就係欠咗呢個王一萬個銀錢。
This is a number probably impossible for anybody to earn in their lifetime.
这个一万的银钱在当时对于一个人来讲，可能要他做一世都还不清。
Really, only another king could have that much.
实在可能只是另外一个王只有这么多的钱可以将这些钱来去奉还。
And what the bondman deserves is to be put into prison and all his possessions sold.
这个仆人因为不能够还这个钱，他应该得到的就是要他卖晒他全家，要运他在监牢里面。
He actually begs for forgiveness in the wrong way.
咁呢个仆人就去求得到饶恕，但佢求嘅方法系错嘅。
He only asks for more time so that way he can eventually pay it back.
佢去求嗰个王系俾佢多啲时间，使佢能够迟早嚟去付还呢一个价钱。
Now the king, knowing that that's impossible, he still has compassion and he tells him, "You're forgiven of all debt."
呢个王晓得系要还呢个债系冇可能嘅，但系呢个王仍然有恩典有怜悯，所以佢就将呢个债完全嘅嚟抹清。
Notice this unfortunate misunderstanding with that bondservant about forgiveness.
所以你要留意呢一个仆人对于呢一个饶恕有一个错误嘅认识。
Instead of being in awe of the great mercy and compassion of his king, he feels he needs to earn back what he owes the king.
本来应该是完全是接受这个王那个完全的恩典和怜悯，但是这个仆人就认为他是需要是做一些事情是将这个的恩典怜悯来去去还。
Sometimes as Christians, we end up feeling this way with God, that we now need to earn our way with God, earn back what He's forgiven.
有時我哋作為基督徒就有呢個誤解，我哋就需要去作一啲事情，賺一啲嘢嚟去還翻主向我哋嘅嗰個饒恕。
So the other bondman, another bondman, owed this bondman a little bit of money.
另外一個仆人就爭咗呢一個仆人少少錢。
Only 100 denarii.
只係100毛錢嘅啫。
This is an amount that's probably in most of your wallets.
相信呢100毛錢喺大家嘅銀包今日都已經揾到。
Probably if he had 1 week or even 1 day, he could pay this amount back.
相信佢只要去做一個星期或者一個月，就已經可以賺到呢100毛錢去還嘅啦。
The first forgiven bondman grabs him by the neck and throttles him.
呢一個第一個俾個王饒恕咗嘅仆人就抓住呢一個第二個仆人嗰條頸。
He says, "Pay back what you owe me."
佢就叫佢你而家就要去還你爭我嘅錢。
He wouldn't give him any time.
佢唔願意唔俾佢容許佢有多啲時間去賺翻啲錢翻嚟。
He definitely would not forgive him the debt.
佢唔肯去饒恕佢呢個仆人所爭佢嘅錢。
Now the king hears about this and brings him before him and judges him.
呢個王聽到呢件事嘅發生，就叫翻呢一個第一個仆人翻嚟，就去審判佢。
All that forgiveness that he had experienced is undone now.
佢從前王俾過佢嘅饒恕，佢就完全就失去啦。
And at the end of this parable, Jesus says, "This will also happen to you by the heavenly Father if you do not forgive men of their offenses from your heart."
咁喺呢個比喻之後，主就教訓門徒，若果你唔饒恕你弟兄，呢件事同樣會發生喺你身上面。
So we can see that it's only right that we forgive our fellow bond servants.
所以我哋曉得我哋應該要去饒恕我哋嘅弟兄姊妹。
First, we've been forgiven so much, it should overflow to other people.
因為我哋係被主大大嘅嚟饒恕我哋，所以呢一件事要係豐豐滿滿滿日嘅嚟去延展到我哋嘅弟兄姊妹身上面。
Also, we are bond servants of the King, and what someone does to us, they actually do to our King.
同另外一方面，我哋係王嘅奴仆，所以人向我哋所作嘅一切，實在係向呢一個王所作嘅。
But I can tell you this is sometimes impossible.
但係我實在能夠同大家分享，饒恕其他人實在係好多事冇可能嘅。
I went for a long time able to just decide to forgive, and it worked.
我好多時我就要去作一個決定，就係要去饒恕一個人。
In obedience to the Lord, you just decide, open your mouth and say, "I forgive that brother."
就係因著我哋係順從主嘅緣故，我哋就打開我哋口，就話我會饒恕呢一個弟兄。
This is the choice of forgiveness, and it usually works.
呢一個係作饒恕嗰個選擇。通常我哋咁樣諗嘅時候，通常我哋都會作呢個對嘅決定嘅。
But you're going to find some cases where it just will not work.
但係你會發現有啲時候我哋咁諗嘅時候係達唔到嗰個嘅目的。
And so we come back to this need to learn how to forgive as God forgave us.
所以我哋就要翻翻嚟去認識嗰個需要，就係嗰個要饒恕人，如同父饒恕我哋一樣嗰個真理。
One time, not long ago, I spent days trying to forgive a certain sister.
喺過去有一段時間，我係喺心裏面掙扎咗好多日子，要去饒恕一個嘅姊妹。
I chose to forgive her many times, but when I saw her, I just saw her sins.
我心裏面就作咗呢個選擇，我要去饒恕佢。但每一次見到佢嘅時候，我就見到佢所犯過嘅罪。
I tried to just control my thoughts and not think about it, but I knew something was missing.
我嘗試去控制我心裏面嘅思想，去唔好去諗啲咩，但係我始終都係饒恕唔到呢個姊妹。
Now I was in the middle of the struggle, so the Lord knew I was not not forgiving her, I just didn't know how to forgive her.
我就喺呢個掙扎裏面，所以主係曉得我喺呢個掙扎裏面，所以主係曉得我唔係唔想去饒恕佢，只係唔曉得點樣去饒恕佢。
So I woke up in the middle of the night and went down to my chair one morning.
咁所以有一晚我就起身就喺喺凳上面，我就祈禱。
I couldn't sleep.
因為我瞓唔到覺。
And this phrase came to me, forgive in Christ.
呢一句話，主就俾一句話我，就要喺基督裏面饒恕。
I didn't remember where it was in the Bible.
我唔記得呢一句喺聖經邊一處係記載嘅。
But it just sounded like a scripture.
但係聽起嚟實在係相信係神嘅話。
I searched around and I found it in Ephesians 4.
咁我就係周圍揾，結果就喺以弗所書第四章嗰度揾到。
Where it says, "Forgive one another as God forgave you in Christ."
喺嗰度講到要彼此饒恕，正如神在基督裏饒恕了你們一樣。
As I read this, I remembered how I was forgiven in Christ.
當我讀呢句聖經嘅時候，我就記起我係點樣喺基督裏面被饒恕。
God forgave me, and He sees Christ before He sees me now.
神饒恕我，所以神看我嘅時候，佢首先看到基督，然後至見到我。
Christ has never sinned, so when He sees me in Christ, He sees no more sins.
基督係冇犯過罪嘅，所以當父喺基督裏看我嘅時候，佢係見唔到罪嘅。
And at that moment, I remembered this sister that I could not forgive.
喺嗰一刻，我就記起呢一位我唔能夠饒恕嘅姊妹。
And it was as if a force field or a shield was around her of Christ.
就好似見到一個嘅盾牌，就係包圍住呢一個姊妹一樣。
Or maybe more biblical. A better phrase is she was clothed in Christ.
或者另外一個比較屬靈嘅字眼就係佢係被披上基督。
But to me, I just saw a bubble of Christ around this sister.
但係喺嗰一刻我就見到喺呢個姊妹係被基督嚟去包圍。
And as I tried to look at her, all I could do was smile because I saw Christ, who I love.
當我係望佢嘅時候，我只係面上有笑容，因為我喺佢嗰度見到基督。
And I just sat back and said, "Wow, that is how you forgive someone."
咁我嗰陣時就醒悟過嚟，我哋就好驚嘆嘅，就認識呢一個就係我哋應該點樣去饒恕其他人嘅個方法。
With that smiling, peaceful face of Christ looking back at me, I could hold no sin against anyone.
就喺當我見到呢個姊妹嘅基督係用笑容嘅望翻我嘅時候，我實在唔能夠唔饒恕呢個姊妹。
I saw this sister on Sunday, and I just smiled, and I almost wanted to hug her.
我喺星期日嘅時候見到呢位姊妹，咁我就好想走去擁抱。
I'm really not a huggy person.
我不嬲都唔喜愛擁抱其他人嘅。
But there was a strong forgiveness and joy in my heart toward this sister.
但係喺我心裏面，對於呢個姊妹就有大大嘅喜樂同埋大大嘅平安，因著我能夠饒恕呢位姊妹嘅緣故。
And the Lord began to unlock a lot of forgiveness type of scriptures for me because of this phrase.
咁因著呢一句嘅經文，主係繼續嘅不斷嘅就俾咗關於饒恕嘅話俾我。
There are some difficult passages in the Bible about forgiveness, but I think this concept unlocks them.
喺聖經裏面關於饒恕有好多好難明嘅話，但係呢一句話實在就將呢一啲嘅真理向我打開。
And so what I'd like to do is go through in a parallel way and look at how we are forgiven by God and how we forgive one another.
所以今日願意同大家好平衡嘅嚟去思想，我哋一方面點樣係被神嚟去饒恕，一方面我哋要點樣去饒恕其他人。
So if you take notes or you have notes in your mind, you almost have two columns and we're going to compare back and forth.
如果你係寫筆記嘅，你可以想像有兩行，一行係寫神點樣饒恕我哋，另一行就寫我哋要點樣饒恕人。
And I'm going to just try to go through seven different experiences that we have.
就係喺過程中同大家分享七個嘅我哋會唔同嘅經歷。
But as we catch this, we can apply that relationship to anything else that comes up with forgiveness.
当我们去明白这些真理的时候，实在我们能够应用这个真理在不同关于饶恕的经历里面。
It always works when there's something in the relationship with forgiveness, we learn about it from how it works with God in us.
在一个饶恕的关系里面，我们能够从神怎样饶恕我们这一方面能够学习到。
Now the first one is what I already mentioned, it's that we are forgiven in Christ.
第一点就是我已经交通过，我们是在基督里面被饶恕的。
When we are forgiven in Christ, we are completely made righteous.
当我们在基督里面被饶恕的时候，我们就被称义。
But is it that we are made righteous, or is it that Christ is our righteousness?
是不是我们被称义，还是应该换句话来讲是基督主耶稣是我们的公义呢？
When God sees us, He sees us as clean and righteous.
当神去看我们的时候，他看我们为公义。
But the way that it works is that He sees us clothed in Christ, our righteousness.
但是实在他是看我们披戴基督，看见基督的公义。
It is not even that we are so fixed.
我们不是被定规了一样。
It is that we are in Christ.
却是我们是在基督里面。
And so as I already mentioned, when we are forgiving one another, we forgive in Christ.
所以当我们去饶恕其他人的时候，我们要在基督里面饶恕他们。
We can't muster up forgiveness from ourselves.
我们不能够逼自己去饶恕其他人。
We must borrow the forgiveness that happened on the cross.
我们要在十字架所发生的饶恕那一道来去支取，然后去用那个饶恕来去供应给其他人。
The provision for you to forgive another is at the cross where Christ died for that soul.
所以你能够饶恕其他的灵魂，完全因着在十字架所完成那个饶恕。
Because Jesus died for them, it is righteous for you to forgive them.
所以耶稣是为他们死，所以你饶恕他们是正确的。
And so as we approach them, as we remember them, we see them in Christ.
所以当我们去接近他们，当我们去纪念他们的时候，我们要在基督里面来去做。
Okay, now a second experience.
第二个经历。
When are we forgiven by God?
我们是何时被主来去饶恕的呢？
Is it when we repent?
是不是当我们认罪悔改的时候呢？
Yes and no.
可以话是，亦都可以话不是。
Actually, God forgives us long before we repent.
因为实在在我们认罪悔改之前，神已经宽恕了我们。
When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, he prayed, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
当耶稣在十字架被钉死的时候，他是求父饶恕他们，因为他们所作的，他们不知道。
He's praying for those around him, and he's praying for those in the past, and he's praying for us today.
他当时是为着他周围的人来去求，亦都是为所有在历史过去的人来求，亦都为到现在我们每一个的人来去求。
The Father heard his prayer and raised him from the dead.
天父就听了他的求的祷告，是从死里将他使他复活。
So the provision of sins is almost 2,000 years ago.
所以罪得赦免是在2000年前已经发生。
God provided a way for us to be forgiven a long time ago.
神是为着我们预备一个得饶恕的方法，就是在远古以前已经为我们预备。
But with us, we do not want to forgive each other unless they repent.
但是对于我们来讲，我们是除非我们的弟兄姊妹是认罪悔改的时候，我们才会肯去饶恕他们。
We have a feeling that the repentance will deserve forgiveness.
我们觉得认罪是应该得到饶恕的。
And so we hold on to our bitterness and we wait to forgive that person.
所以在我们心里面就有很多的苦恼，我们就等候不肯去饶恕其他人。
I remember one new believer sister had a misunderstanding with me and she was very angry at me.
我记得有一个新信主的姊妹，她对我有些误解，亦都对我有些很愤怒。
I wondered why she looked at me so angrily all the time.
咁我就好奇怪，點解佢時常用啲好憤怒嘅眼神嚟去望住我。
Eventually, I went up to her to talk to her and ask her what was wrong.
咁結果有一次，我就走去問佢發生咩事咧？
And I had accidentally done something that was misunderstood.
咁我就原來我就從前作咗一啲事情，令佢有啲誤解。
So I apologized to her.
咁我就向佢道歉。
And she sat there really struggling.
咁佢聽到我道歉時候，就喺嗰度好多嘅掙扎。
She said, "I forgive you just this time."
咁我就佢就同我講咁就喺呢一刻我會饒恕你。
But I could see she had not forgiven me until that moment.
咁我實在係見到就係直至嗰一刻，就係佢嗰一刻佢至饒恕我。
Even then, she could barely forgive me.
就算係嗰一刻之後佢都好似唔係好想去饒恕我一樣。
Now, how can we forgive each other when we don't repent?
我哋若果對方係唔肯嚟去悔改，我哋點樣能夠饒恕佢哋咧？
If you wait so long to forgive them, what if they never repent and you're always bitter?
若果你要等待佢悔改之後至肯饒恕，但係若果佢係唔肯悔改，你係咪永遠都有呢個苦惱喺心裏面咧？
So the timing of forgiveness is as soon as someone sins against us.
所以饒恕嗰個嘅時候就係當對方得罪你嗰一刻，你就要饒恕佢啦。
The provision for it is at the cross where Christ died for their sins.
你能夠咁做，完全係因為喺十字架上面，基督為人死嗰個饒恕。
We go ahead and forgive them in Christ.
我哋要喺嗰一刻喺基督裏面饒恕佢哋。
And then we are free to follow the Lord.
當我哋咁做嘅時候，我哋心裏面就有自由，有自由能夠去跟隨主。
Then, when they come to repent and apologize, we can, with a smile, quickly say, "You're forgiven."
當呢一個對方真係悔改嘅時候，你就能夠好快嘅就同佢講你已經得饒恕啦。
In Luke 17, this is brought up where the question is asked, "If someone sins against me, do I forgive them?"
咁喺路加福音第十七章嗰度有一处係记载若果係有人得罪你你係咪要饒恕佢呢？
What's mentioned is if someone sins against you and repents, you forgive them.
喺嗰度就係讲若果对方係得罪你佢悔改你要饒恕佢。
If they sin against you and repent 7 times in one day, you forgive them.
喺若果你係得罪佢之後七次亦都係悔改嘅，你要去饒恕佢。
Can you imagine that they sin and they repent, you forgive? They sin, they repent, and you forgive. This happens 7 times in one day.
你可唔可以想象到喺一日裏面七次嘅得罪你佢得罪你，你饒恕佢佢得罪你，饒恕佢同樣嘅發生七次。
This is like the scripture: the righteous fall 7 times and they get back up again.
就好似聖經所講，公義嘅人跌到七次，每一次都能夠起來。
Now to us, this sounds impossible to do. Someone sins against you 7 times and apologizes 7 times.
對於我哋嚟講，有人係得罪你七次，向你道歉七次，我哋都要饒恕佢七次。
Have you ever sinned 7 times in one day against the Lord?
但係你想一想，你有冇試過一日裡面七次得罪主呢？
I believe we all have.
實在我哋每一個人都能夠承認。
If we learn to confess our sins as soon as we sin, we get forgiven as soon as we confess our sins.
我哋若果學習我哋犯罪之後立即嘅嚟去認罪，我哋就能夠立即嘅得到饒恕。
The second time you sin and you confess, you almost feel like you can't confess.
第二次你得罪主嘅時候，你可能覺得我今次唔能夠向主認罪。
But we must confess our sins.
但係我哋一定要去認我哋嘅罪。
God is ready to forgive us right that moment.
神就喺嗰一刻隨時嘅能夠預備嚟去饒恕我哋。
Even if it's the same sin, 7 times in one day, confess it the 7th time and he will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
即使所犯的同一条罪，你在那一日7次的犯，只要你在神面前认罪，神要赦免我们的罪。
But here the ordering is different with the timing.
但在这里所说的时候的次序是有点不同。
In 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, then he forgives.
在约翰一书那里讲到，若果我们认我们的罪，他要赦免我们的一切罪。
But actually, God has already forgiven the sins or provided for forgiveness long ago.
但神一早已经是赦免我们的罪，或者另外一个换句话讲，他已经为我们预备好饶恕。
But he cannot give the forgiveness until we repent.
但是唯有我们悔改认罪，他只能够将这个饶恕来去赐过给我们。The
forgiveness package is waiting, and then we confess our sins, and he's willing to give right away and forgive us of our sins.
这个饶恕已经为我们预备好了，我们只要向他悔改认罪，我们就得到这个饶恕。
So with our timing with one another, we provide the forgiveness ahead of time.
所以当我们要去饶恕其他弟兄姊妹的时候，我们是要预备好这个饶恕。
We have already forgiven them, but we cannot give it to them until they repent.
我们已经是为他们预备了饶恕，但唯有他们是悔改之后，我们只能够将这个饶恕送给他们。
What if you go up to someone and you just say, I forgive you?
大家想一想，我们就向我们弟兄姊妹讲，走去他面前讲，我饶恕你。
They've never repented.
但他从前都没有悔改。
And you just go up to him and say, I forgive you.
我们就走去他面前跟他讲，我现在来去饶恕你。
It's like when someone comes up to you and says, you're welcome.
就好像模棱两可的，你走去人的面前讲，多谢你。
You never said thank you.
但这个人从前都没有跟你说过谢谢的。It
just seems like they are showing you the wrong that you've done.
就好像他们都不晓得他们所作的错事是什么。
But as soon as someone apologizes, if there's already forgiveness, you can quickly, with a smile, say, you're forgiven.
但是当人来向你认罪悔改的时候，因着你已经预备好这个悔改，你能够在那一刻很快的就向他笑一笑，跟他讲你就得到个赦免。
So they come like a bad dog with his tail between his legs, the 7th time, apologizing.
咁你可以想象，这个人就好似一只狗一样，一日里面7次犯错，第7次走嚟向你要求饶恕。
We cannot expect you to forgive us this time.
你可能想，你唔可以期待我再一次嚟去饶恕你。
But because you've learned how to be forgiven by the Lord 7 times in a day, you forgive them the 7th time.
但因着你从主那里，在那一日因着7次的犯罪，7次得到饶恕，所以你学习到能够，即使在那一刻，7次被人得罪7次，你都能够饶恕他7次。
You already forgave them as soon as they sinned.
他犯罪那一刻，你已经饶恕他了。
And an hour later, when they repent, you let them have forgiveness.
所以一个小时之后，当他来去向你认罪的时候，你就饶恕他。
Okay, now this brings up a third point.
咁喺呢一度，我哋能够带到第3点。
Sometimes with forgiveness comes a little bit of discipline.
有时喺饶恕里面系要有呢一个规律嘅，管教嘅。
If the sin that they're doing is stomping on your toes 7 times in a day, what should you do?
若果这个人所犯的是同一条罪，但是在7次的不断地犯罪，那你应该怎么做呢?
Of course, you move your foot out of the way.
当然，你要学习到，你要去避开这个罪。
And the same happens with us with God sometimes.
这个同样是我们和神之间的关系。
If you remember Samson, the judge with the long hair.
如果大家记得，参孙就是那个长头发那个士师。
As a result of his sin, he lost his eyesight and he had lost his hair.
因着佢嘅罪，佢失去咗佢嘅眼，亦都失去咗视力，失去咗佢嘅头发。
Now in his repentance, his hair was growing back, and his fellowship with God was restored.
喺佢悔改之后，佢嘅头发就长翻长，咁佢同神之间嘅关系亦都得到和好。
But he had permanently lost his eyesight.
佢却系永远失去咗佢嘅视力。
When King David sinned,
当大卫王犯罪嘅时候。
He repented deeply right away.
佢亦都好快嘅，系真心嘅喺主面前悔改。
Actually, it was as soon as the prophet brought it to his attention, he repented.
就系当嗰个嘅先见嚟去责备大卫嘅时候，大卫就立即嚟去悔改。
But there was some discipline because of his sin, and his family had trouble the rest of his life.
咁但系因着佢所犯嘅罪。主喺佢里面有管教，所以喺佢犯罪之后，系喺佢嘅余生，佢嘅家都系好多嘅问题嘅。
So fellowship can always be restored with God.
所以人同神嘅关系能够因着饶恕嘅缘故得到和好。
But there may be some results of our sins occasionally.
但系罪系有影响嘅，系有结果嘅。
I've talked to one brother who had murdered earlier in his life.
咁我就同一個從前殺過人嘅一個弟兄有交通。
And after he was saved, he was restored with God to fellowship.
咁佢得救之後，咁佢就同神就回復翻嗰個正常嘅關係。
But he has a life sentence in jail because he turned himself in.
但係佢卻係因著佢從前所犯殺人嘅罪，佢就去自首，亦都係被去囚禁，終身監禁嘅。
So this is similar with one another.
所以同樣，我哋人與人之間呢個饒恕嗰個關係都係一樣。
Just because we forgive 70 times 7 doesn't mean we are foolish.
咁即使我哋係饒恕人77次，但係唔代表我哋係要作愚昧人。
If you know someone is a pig, you don't give them your pearls.
若果你曉得呢個係人係如果你曉得一隻豬你唔會將珍珠係餵呢隻豬嘅。
Now in one sense you see that pig clothed in Christ.
咁有一刻你見到呢一隻豬就披戴基督。
But in another sense you don't entrust them with something so precious.
但係另外一方面你學習唔將一啲珍貴嘅珍珠就去俾呢一個人。
At least until they stop being a pig.
至少佢要學習唔愚昧實先。
Does that mean you don't forgive them?
但係咁樣係咪代表你唔饒恕呢個人呢？
Not at all.
絕對唔係。
You know, the church in Corinth had a brother who was sinning who would not repent.
在哥林多的教会有一个弟兄他不肯悔改。
He received such discipline he was even put out of the church.
他是被管教甚至是被逐出教会。
But when he repented and was ready, they brought him back in to gather again.
但是当他悔改之后他就被接纳回入到教会里面。
In that whole experience, they already had forgiven him.
喺整个经历里面，教会已经赦免咗呢个弟兄。
But it would not have been right for them to let him break bread together with them.
但系若果要让佢喺主里面擘饼嘅，喺嗰度就唔对啦。
So this kind of discipline, whether it's with us and God or with us and each other, it's helpful even to lead us to repentance.
所以就係呢一啲喺饒恕裏面嘅管教無論係我哋同神之間嘅關係定係我哋同人嘅關係都係有幫助嘅。
It's also necessary sometimes just for safety.
亦好多時候為著安全嘅緣故，亦都係需要嘅。
Okay, now there's a fourth comparison I want to bring up.
咁我願意同大家分享第四個嘅比較。
And this one is that God actually comes after us for us to forgive.
第四點就係講到神實在係親自尋找我哋要我哋得到饒恕。
He initiates our forgiveness experience.
佢係主動開始。要我哋得着呢个饶恕嗰个经历。
Our Lord said the Holy Spirit is convicting us of sin.
聖經告訴我們聖靈是要我們知罪的。
So at first, inwardly, on our conscience, we are convicted of sins, and that's to lead us to repentance.
所以在我們裡面的良心我們是被責罵要我們認識罪所以我們才可以來去要求這個饒恕。
In 1 Corinthians 7:10, there's a good grief that's mentioned.
在哥林多前書第一章那裡講到一個憂傷。
It says, grief according to God leads us to repentance. This is good grief, like Charlie Brown.
主裡面嗰個憂傷痛悔係能夠帶到我哋得到饒恕嘅。
And the grief of the world just works death.
但係喺呢個世界裡面嗰個憂傷卻係帶到我哋去死亡。
That deeper inward grief of your sins is from God, and that leads you to repent.
喺我哋裡面嗰個為罪嘅緣故，我哋憂傷痛悔，我哋就能夠得到去向神認罪。
The other kind of grief that sometimes we get brings us into depression is just death.
世界裡面我們的罪疚感我們為了我們所犯的罪來去有罪疚卻是帶到我們去憂愁甚至是死亡。
What God is after is to restore us back to Him.
神要得到的就是要我們與祂有和好。
So He goes after us.
所以祂是來尋找我們。
The Holy Spirit has been called the Hound of Heaven.
聖靈是被稱為烈狗
type of dog.
是好像一種狗一樣 烈狗
like hunting us.
就好像來去獵犬來去打獵我們一樣。
So if you remember the Apostle Paul before when he saw, he was convicted.
大家記得保羅佢係喺係掃羅之前，佢係心裏面係有一個火焰。
He saw Stephen the martyr martyred。
佢見到使提反係殉道。
He saw his face as the face of an angel。
佢見到佢嘅面如天使一樣。
And his conscience was convicting him and pricking him。
佢見到呢一幕嘅時候，喺佢裏面嗰個良心就不斷嘅嚟去叫佢掙扎。
He tried to silence his conscience.
佢嘗試要去叫呢個良心嚟去肅靜。
So he went to have all these Christians killed.
所以佢要去殺呢啲基督徒。
Each time as they died, just like Stephen, his conscience was convicting him.
每一次佢見到基督徒被殺嘅時候，佢嘅良心就受到責備。
Finally, when he's about to silence his conscience, the Lord meets him and saves him.
結果佢就係要去嘗試去叫佢良心去肅靜嘅時候，主就喺嗰陣時嚟去遇見佢。
And the Lord says, "It's hard for you to kick against the goads."
主就同佢講，用腳嚟去踢刺係難嘅。
It's that stick that's poking you.
就好似嗰條刺嚟去篤你一樣。
If you're a farm animal and you're a donkey and you kick backwards, but the stick is there, it hurts your foot.
咁若果你一個喺田裏面嘅驢，咁你向後面踢嘅時候，但係後面有一條嗰啲刺，你向後踢嘅時候，就整痛你啦。
So first, the Lord goes to us directly in our conscience by the Holy Spirit.
所以主係藉住聖靈嚟去直接向我哋嘅良心嚟去説話。
If we will not listen, then he uses his friends.
若果你唔肯聽嘅話，佢要用佢嘅朋友。
Now the friends of the Holy Spirit are our life circumstances.
聖靈嘅朋友就係我哋生活裡面唔同嘅情況。
So this is called the discipline of the Holy Spirit sometimes.
有啲時候我哋稱呢個為聖靈嗰個管教。
He pushes us in by our circumstances to bring us to repentance.
佢用周圍嘅環境嚟去壓我哋，要我哋去悔改。
And there comes a point in time where we have to decide, will I at all listen to God or am I rejecting my conscience completely?
直到一刻，你一個作一個決定，我係咪要拒絕神？我係咪要去拒絕我良心嗰個責備咧？
The brothers and sisters have talked to us, and we just are too stubborn.
弟兄姊妹已經不斷嘅嚟去勸勉，但係我哋始終都係硬住我哋嘅頸項。
Okay, now this is our relationship with God.
这个同样是我们与神之间的关系。
All the time, He just wants to restore us to fellowship.
他事实上是不断要去使我们与他的关系得到和好。
He is helping us to be forgiven.
他是要帮助我们，要我们得到饶恕。
Now the same thing is to happen with us and one another.
同样，我们彼此之间都是要这样。
In Matthew 18, again, there's a story of this experience of forgiveness.
在马太福音第18章那里，同样有一个关于饶恕的一个故事。
And there's someone there who has sinned and needs to be forgiven.
在那里有一个人，他犯罪，他要得到赦免。
And he says, you go to your brother to restore your brother.
在那里说，你要去这个弟兄那里，要与这个弟兄和好。
And you cannot go to your brother unless you've already forgiven your brother from your heart.
你要首先心里面饶恕这个弟兄，然后才能够去找这个弟兄。
So you've forgiven your brother and you want to give them forgiveness, but now God leads you to help them to repent.
所以你已经饶恕了这个弟兄，你是要将这个饶恕送过给这个弟兄。
He wants us to restore our brother.
主是要我们主动的来去使这个弟兄得到恢复。You
go and you talk and they realize their sin and they apologize and you forgive them.
你要去找这个弟兄，要与这个弟兄有交通，要使这个弟兄知罪，要让他悔改，要让他得到饶恕。This
is a beautiful experience.
这个实在是一幅很漂亮的图画。
If the Lord initiates it, it's very helpful in the church.
若果是主动要开始的，是实在在教会里面一幅很漂亮的图画。
Some of us are too quick to go to restore our brother.
可能我们有时是很快手的，就要去找一个弟兄来去跟他交通。
We go while we're still angry.
就是在我们的愤怒里面，我们走去跟他交通。
Or we go before we've forgiven them.
或者我们是在我们心里饶恕他之前，走去跟他交通。
We haven't even prayed for them.
我们在他找他之前，都还没为他代祷。
But after forgiving, if the Lord leads us in prayer, we go to restore someone.
但是当我们在心里面饶恕这个弟兄之后，若果我们在祷告里面，主是叫我们去接触这个弟兄，我们就接触这个弟兄。
Now it says there, if he won't listen to you, then grab some friends and go again.
在那里讲到，若果这位弟兄不听，你就带一两个人同去。
Remember how the Holy Spirit grabs his friends.
大家记不记得，圣灵同样，若果你不听，他用他的朋友来去。
One-on-one, usually things can be restored.
一对一，可能很多时关系能够得到恢复。But
they may not even trust you.
但是可能这位弟兄不信任你。
They may not think it's a sin.
或者你跟他所讲的，他不认为是罪。
And so you bring some others with you and some others that hopefully they respect.
所以你要带一两个人，一两个他尊重的人去。
This is different than gossiping with some others.
这个跟背后讲人坏话不同的。
No one's talking behind someone's back.
这里所讲的，不是在背后讲这个弟兄坏话。
We are all bringing it to their face to talk to them about it.
我们就当面的，一同的，同这位弟兄来去交通。
This is so healthy in the church.
这个是在教会一个很健康的，一个经历。
So many problems are solved this way.
实在很多的问题，能够这样得到解决。
Many of us cannot come to repent except we get a little bit of help.
很多时候，我们是需要少少的帮助，我们只能够认罪悔改。
So you and your friends, no one is bitter and all have the hearts to forgive. You come to restore.
所以你和你的朋友，心里面没有苦恼，心里面已经是饶恕了这位弟兄，你们几个一同的来去接触这个弟兄。
You fellowship and they realize that was a sin and they are cleansed by the blood and everyone forgives them.
你们交通，你们就认识罪，要被血来去得赦免。
Such a healthy thing in the family of God.
实在在神的家里面，这个是一个很健康的经历。
Now actually, sometimes they reject the friends too.
可能有时候，这位弟兄，即使你带你的朋友一两个人去，他们都拒绝。
And in Matthew 18, it says the final spot is take it to the church.
喺馬太福音嗰度就係教導我哋最後你係要將教會帶到佢嗰度。
Now I don't think it's that they you drag the person up here in front of the gathering to talk about their sin.
我實在唔相信呢度所教導嘅就係將呢個弟兄捉到你捉到台前。
But as the elders of the church represent the church, you take it to those in church leadership.
長老係代表作為教會嘅代表嘅，所以你就將呢一個犯罪嘅弟兄帶到長老們前面。
If they don't respect anyone, at least they would pay attention to those that are leading in the church.
若果呢個弟兄係唔聽其他人，佢至少要聽嗰一啲係喺教會作帶領嘅。
They restore them.
要藉住呢啲作帶領嘅嚟去恢復。
They rebuke them in kindness.
要喺愛裡面去責備佢。
If they don't receive this help, it says to treat them as an unbeliever.
但係喺聖經教導我哋，若果佢哋連呢一啲都唔聽嘅，我哋係要看他像外邦人一樣。
So now it's okay to throw stones at them.
咁係咪而家我哋可以去向揾石球打佢咧
？Is that how we treat unbelievers?
我哋係咪咁樣嚟去對待唔信主嘅人嘅咧？
With unbelievers, we always want to help them to be forgiven and brought to God.
向住呢一啲唔信主嘅人，我哋嘅心態係要不斷嘅渴望將佢哋帶到主嘅面前，使佢哋得到饒恕。
We cannot have fellowship yet because they're not walking with Christ.
我哋唔能夠同呢一啲唔信主嘅人有交通，因為佢哋唔係與主同行嘅。
But we're praying for them to come to Christ.
但我哋仍然不斷嘅向佢哋祈禱，希望佢哋能夠得認識基督。
We may ask them not to break bread with us because they are not in Christ.
我哋會叫佢哋叫呢啲弟兄唔嚟擘餅，因為佢哋唔喺基督裏面。
Now in some cases, the person who sinned and is not willing to repent, they may be asked not to take of the Lord's table, even if they sit here among us.
咁有啲嘅例子就係若果呢一啲唔肯認罪悔改嘅弟兄姊妹。即使佢哋嚟到麥餅聚會裏面，我哋都係唔俾佢嚟去麥餅。
But gradually, with our hearts full of kindness and our prayers for them, we could see the Lord will eventually restore them.
但係慢慢嘅，我哋嘅心滿咗恩慈，我哋實在希望佢哋呢啲弟兄漸漸嘅嚟去認識佢嘅罪，能夠喺主面前悔改。
Okay, now on the opposite side, what if you have sinned?
咁我哋調轉嚟睇，若果犯罪得罪弟兄其他人嘅係你嘅話，點樣咧
？This is our fifth comparison.
呢一個係第五個嘅對比。
If we have sinned, we immediately confess our sins to God and are restored to fellowship.
若果我哋犯罪嘅話，我哋只要立刻嘅向主認罪，我哋就會得到饒恕，我哋就能夠與主得到呢個和好嘅關係。
But sorry, but what if you've sinned against a person and they know that you've sinned against them?
但若果你得罪咗另一個嘅弟兄，另外一個弟兄亦都曉得你係得罪咗佢。
We need to get things right with the Lord, but we also need to get things right with each other.
我哋要首先係與神和好，但係之後我哋亦都要與呢個弟兄和好。
So in Matthew 5, he says, if you come to worship, but your brother has something against you, you need to pause that and go apologize.
喺馬太福音第五章嗰度講到，若果你要嚟到殿嚟去獻祭嘅時候，記起你係得罪咗你嘅弟兄，你要首先係向呢一個弟兄認罪。
You come to the altar to worship, and he says, leave your gift at the altar and go to your brother. And make peace.
你嚟到壇嘅面前要獻祭，你記起你係得罪你嘅弟兄，你要留呢啲祭喺個壇上面，首先嚟去向呢個弟兄認罪。
The one church meeting that it's okay to pass notes in is the breaking of bread meeting.
喺唯一一個你可以係周圍去同傳子仔嘅一個聚會就係呢一個麥餅聚會。
Sometimes it's right then you remember how you said something wrong to your mother.
就喺呢個聚會，有啲事你係突然記起，你係講咗一啲嘢嚟去得罪你媽媽。
Or you were rude to your husband this morning.
或者你就係嗰一朝早你好冇禮貌嘅同你嘅丈夫嚟去講嘢。
And so with a little scribble on a note, you say, I'm so sorry.
咁你就係寫張紙仔，就講我對唔住，咁就你就俾你嘅丈夫或者你媽媽。
And then you break bread.
之後你就能夠嚟抹餅啦。
Now of course throughout the week, we need to also quickly apologize to each other.
當然，就係喺整個平時，你都要不斷嘅嚟去認罪。
The closer you live together, the closer you are together, the more apologies are needed.
你係越與一個人親密，你就越有更多嗰個嘅道歉。
In a family, the husbands and wives apologize to each other.
喺個家裏面，丈夫同妻子要互相嘅嚟去道歉。
Don't just feel, ah, I did it again, but go and apologize.
你唔好諗，我唔好懊悔，我又犯錯啦，但你要去主動嘅嚟去道歉。
Don't just wait 2 days until they forget about it.
你唔好就係等兩日，就係讓對方忘記咗之後再去。
They probably won't forget.
因為好多時候，對方係唔會忘記你所犯嘅錯。
May come back later in an exploding volcano.
可能呢啲就係不斷嘅儲蓄，就係有一刻嚟去爆發。
Of course, if we all learn how to forgive from our hearts ahead of time, then we forgive.
當然，若果我哋每人都學呢個功課，喺我哋心裏面就係饒恕他人嘅時候。
So we're quick to apologize.
所以我哋需要去快嚟去認錯。
I don't know if you've ever had a mature believer apologize to you, but it's very refreshing.
唔知大家有冇經歷過一個成熟嘅信主嘅人向你道歉呢？
Or your parents apologize to you.
或者你嘅父母向你道歉。
The father's wrath he had to apologize for.
因着父親嗰個嘅發怒，就向兒女嚟去道歉。
He was like Moses striking the rock 2 times.
可能呢個父親就好似摩西打呢個石兩次。
Okay, now a sixth experience.
第四個嘅對比。
When we, number six,
第六個嘅對比,
when we apologize, we sometimes have to make up for it.
當我們來去認罪道歉的時候，很多時候我們要去做一些補償。
Like John the Baptist said, produce fruit worthy of your repentance.
就好像施洗約翰說，你要結果子，要悔改，要結果子。
Or Zacchaeus, the little man.
就好似撒該一樣，佢一個好矮嘅。
When he apologized to God, he had to also apologize to man.
當佢向神嚟去認罪嘅時候，佢同樣要向人嚟去認罪。
As a tax collector, he had taken too much money.
佢作為呢個稅吏，佢係收咗好多唔應該收嘅錢。
But he not only had to apologize, he had to restore their money.
佢唔單止係向人嚟去道歉。 佢亦都要將從前佢老落嘅錢嚟去償還。
If you bump into someone's car, you should apologize.
若果你係撞到其他人嘅車，你要道歉。
But you or your insurance should pay for it also.
同樣你或者你嘅保險要去作出賠償。
Now in my case, I had sinned a lot as a young man, as a kid.
咁我自己經歷裏面係喺我細個嘅時候。
But one thing was I stole milk from my elementary school.
我曾經喺小學嘅時候，我係偷牛奶。
After I became a Christian, I wanted to go back and apologize.
咁我信主之後，我係想翻去小學嗰度道歉。
I brought some milk money with me.
咁我就去道歉嘅時候，我就帶咗一啲買奶嘅錢。
I went to the principal of my elementary school.
咁我去到呢個小學嗰個嘅校長。
I put my money on their desk.
咁我就將呢啲錢就擺喺佢嘅台上面。
And I said, I want to apologize for stealing milk.
咁我就同呢個校長道歉，話我從前係偷咗奶。
And I shared with them what happened with me.
咁我就同佢分享我喺我身上面所經歷嘅。
This was toward the end of the school day.
我咁做嘅時候就係最後放學嘅時候。
I was 17.
咁我當時17歲。
They gathered about 20 teachers in the room.
咁喺嗰陣時，佢就開緊嗰啲校長老師會，有20個老師喺裏面。
They said, "Listen to this man's story."
咁呢個校長就叫啲老師去聽呢個人嗰個故事。
And thank God they forgave me.
感謝主，佢哋都饒恕我。
Now what's worse is in middle school.
咁有啲喺中學有另外一件事情。
I had blown up a school bathroom.
咁我就炸咗學校一個嘅廁所。
Please don't remember me this way.
希望大家唔好就記得我呢啲嘅經歷。
With some illegal fireworks, we blew up a toilet and it destroyed the whole bathroom.
咁我哋就用咗一啲非法嘅嗰啲煙花就燒爆咗嗰度嘅廁所。
I was never caught.
咁我冇俾人捉到。
But after I was saved, I was convicted.
但係我信主之後，喺我裡面就有呢一個嘅掙扎。
I didn't even have enough money to pay back the bathroom destruction.
我對於我嚟講，我都根本冇錢嚟去償還，要去重新去建呢一個廁所。
But I still went to them and to apologize.
但我仍然走翻去我嘅中學嗰度嚟去道歉。
I only had $100.
我當時只係有$100。
I came back to say, if you give me time, I will pay for this bathroom.
咁我就同佢哋講，若果你俾時間我，我會慢慢嘅嚟去還翻呢一個嘅債。
Again, they gathered teachers together and the office staff.
咁同樣佢哋就召埋呢一班老師一同嘅嚟開會。
Some of them knew me.
咁一啲嘅老師仍然係記得我。
Some of them remembered the bathroom blow up.
咁有啲亦都記得當時呢個廁所炸嗰陣時嗰件事情。
They all forgave me.
咁佢哋全部都係饒恕我。
They actually said no need to pay back the bathroom.
咁佢同我講唔需要還錢去整呢個廁所啦。
Now I doubt there's as many evil thieves in this room as my experience.
咁我喺在座當中唔知有幾多個好似我咁樣嚟去作呢啲事情。
But there are cases where we need to do something in our repentance.
但係實在係有好多例子係我哋去悔改之後，我哋要作一啲嘅補償嘅。
It's just similar to our relationship with God.
就好似我哋同神嗰個關係一樣。
When we confess our sins, it means we are looking to change our life.
當我哋悔改嘅時候，個意思就係我哋要去改變我哋嘅生命。
Okay, and last thing is what it said in Colossians 3:13, which we read earlier.
最一點就係哥羅西書第三章第十三節，我哋頭先所讀嘅。
It just says there to forgive as Christ forgave us.
喺嗰度講到你們饒恕人，就係主點樣饒恕你哋，你哋都要點樣饒恕人。
Now when Christ forgave us, He forgave us on the cross.
當主饒恕我哋嘅時候，佢係喺十字架上面嚟去饒恕我哋。
Actually, on the way to the cross, he was like a lamb led to the slaughter.
當佢走十字架路嘅時候，佢好似如羊被牽到被宰殺之地一樣。
Everyone is sinning against him, and he does not fight for himself.
其他人都犯罪得罪佢，但係佢係冇嚟去抵抗。
He's also accused of many wrong things, but he doesn't open his mouth to stand up for himself.
佢亦都係被好多無理嘅人嚟去誣衊，但係佢亦都係冇還手。
When we are sinned against, are we like a lamb led to the slaughter?
當我哋被得罪嘅時候，我哋係咪好似被羊被牽到宰殺之地咧？
In the moment when we're sinned against, we have the choice to own that as a cross.
當我哋被人得罪嘅時候，我哋有冇看呢一個為十字架嘅功課咧？
One of the sins against us is that we are accused of things that we didn't even do.
可能被人得罪一個嘅例子就係我哋作被人去告我哋即使我哋冇作嘅。
But instead of opening our mouths and letting everyone know that we're innocent, we just endure the cross.
但係我哋有冇係看呢個為十字嘅功課我哋唔還口卻係靜靜嘅嚟去接受咧。
As the two thieves on the cross experienced.
就好似十字架上面其餘嗰兩個強盜一樣。
They so accused him.
佢哋同樣嚟去得罪主，控告主。
You're the Son of God, just save yourself and us.
你係神嘅兒子，你能夠去拯救自己，亦都能夠拯救我哋。
But as Christ forgives us.
但係正如基督饒恕我哋一樣。
In that moment when he's being crucified and being accused.
就係嗰一刻
It's in that moment that he says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And that one of those thieves heard that prayer. It touched his heart. He comes back to the Lord in repentance. He rebukes the fellow thief. He says, remember me in your kingdom. He was forgiven. The Lord said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Now today we've been talking about kind of how this works and how forgiveness can happen among us. We can experience this way, and there's much grace and mercy and cleansing that happens in the body of Christ. Joy is restored, oneness is restored. And as we do this, something begins to develop within us. Most of our forgiveness experiences have to do with us being in Christ or forgiving in Christ. But gradually what's developed is Christ in us is the heart of forgiveness.
慢慢的我们就见到基督在我们里面就是作饶恕那一个的中心。
As we go this way, we are willing to die for our brothers and sisters who are sinning against us.
当我们这样作的时候,我们发现我们渐渐的愿意向那些得罪我们的弟兄姊妹去死。
By bearing the cross, we make up for the lack that's going on with them.
我们因着背十字架的缘故,我们能够补上他们的缺陷。
It's as if their sin stabs against us, but we bend and we're okay.
就好像他们的罪来去伤害我们,但是我们因着十字架的缘故,我们能够接受。
Sometimes we need to bleed a little with forgiveness.
在饶恕的功课上面,有多时候我们都要流血的。
And as we see them and we forgive from our hearts, the mercy of God, the kindness of God will lead us all to repentance.
当我们看我们的弟兄姊妹的时候,神的怜悯要带领我们去走这条饶恕的路。
This sister that I mentioned in the beginning finally had one very large sin against me.
这一位刚才我和大家分享的姊妹,结果向我犯了一个很大的罪。
I had already been learning how to just see her in Christ. And only by God's grace, he kept me during that whole time to just be as a lamb. If you go back 2 years earlier, I may have shaken a little bit and reacted. But in this case, she called me during that week. I still remember the tears of this precious sister. She said, Jeffrey, I cannot sleep. Will you forgive me?
你可不可以饶恕我呢?
I said, yes, sister, you're forgiven.
我就跟这位姊妹说,姊妹,你已经得到饶恕了。
Now later, I heard her, she said something to someone else.
之后,我听到她跟另外其他弟兄姊妹这样说。
Someone was talking about me and she mentioned something.
原来有些其他弟兄姊妹就讲一些关于我的事情,这位姊妹就这样回应。
They said, well, we don't want to offend Jeffrey if we do this.
这些弟兄姊妹说,我们不想这样做,我不想得罪Jeffrey。
And I heard indirectly what she said.
我就在其他弟兄姊妹听到这位姊妹怎样去回应。
She said, don't worry about Jeffrey, he can take anything.
他就跟这些弟兄姊妹说,你不用担心Jeffrey,所以你不会得罪到Jeffrey的。
Now, it's not true.
我实在说,不是正确的。
But all of us can go this way of the cross.
但係我哋每一個人都能夠學習呢個十字架嘅功課。
And our testimony with our worst enemies will be there.
我哋嘅見證係我哋最大嘅。
And just like the kindness of God has led his enemies to repentance, so it happens with us.
就好似神嗰個慈愛要讓佢嘅敵人嚟去悔改，同樣嘅要發生喺我哋身上面。
So I just present this way of forgiveness before you, brothers and sisters.
所以今日係將呢一個饒恕呢一個真理帶到弟兄姊妹身上面。
We forgive one another as God has forgiven us in Christ.
我哋要饒恕。彼此饒恕，如我哋喺基督里面饒恕一样。
And we forgive one another as Christ forgives us.
我哋正如基督饒恕我哋，我哋亦都要饒恕弟兄姊妹。
So much joy and so much oneness, so much forgiveness.
何等多嘅喜乐，何等多嘅合一，何等多嘅饒恕。
Let's pray together.
我哋请一齐祈祷。
Oh Lord, again we just come and worship you for the great forgiveness that all of us in this room have received.
主为着我哋所得到嘅饶恕，我哋要嚟到你面前敬拜你。
Lord, we remember all of the loving kindnesses and mercies that you've shown to us.
主，我哋纪念你向我哋嘅慈爱怜悯。
If there are any in this room struggling with forgiveness, we pray free them now.
若果我哋今日在座當中有人仍然係學習緊呢個饒恕嘅功課，求你係釋放我哋。
Lord, if there are any that need to apologize, strengthen them to go and apologize now.
若果我哋當中我哋係得罪咗我哋嘅弟兄，我哋要向佢嚟去認罪道歉嘅時候，求你幫助佢哋。
Lord, if we see someone and remember their sins, Lord, we want to see them only in Christ now.
主若果我哋見到我哋弟兄。我哋記得佢哋得罪我哋，求主俾我哋係學習到喺基督裏面看呢個弟兄。
Thank you, Lord, for your abundant mercies.
主實在感謝你豐盛嘅慈愛。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈禱係奉耶穌嘅名求。
Amen.
阿門。